So I want to start off reporting on my homework, first homework. So this issue which the Taz brings up is the issue of Sakana for Basar and Dagim. A, are we not even Lechavkila? Because Lashon sounds like B'di'evet. And B, what about the case of Dover Chorif? So the Darkei Tshuva, so that this din is brought down in Zimei Kufta Zayin, like the Taz says. That Sarach Lizar Shal Lechol, where's the word? It's over here. Basar V'dog V'yachav V'nei Shekosel L'Tzeras. Fine. So on that sif, then it says that Yirchitz Yadav Ben Basar the dog V'yachav Pash Shar Ben Tayim K'nei Lirchitz Piv. Some we don't have to hold it up. It's only if you wash it, cook it together. So that's that deal over there of what you have to do between fish and meat. So in the Darkei Tshuva, he brings, and this is in Kuf Tezayin, Sif Katan Chav Zayin. He brings in the Divrei Hillel that we hold there's no problem of Plitas Kalim Mishum Sakana. Like the Taz. So he discusses another guy, he talks about he says, Nitzon is basha also not by not. Who didn't lean in Sakana Yesh Lachish, Imkain, and Lavash or dog in Beklisha Bishop of Basser? But Rolam Nogam the Hawk was Aphila Kharkilo. Then he says, but this is safer, he quotes in the safer, the law say Chuva. I would have a car if you can dog him, Shemavashlim, Bechaim, it's Chazak. Also, he would consider that sakana is sakana. So he says the minig is to be made even the chatchila. If it's a davar karf, you should be machmer. So I think that's what the pesukim go with this. So the Darkei Tshuva, you know, his command of svarim is. First of all, the swarm which he had accessible, and his command of knowledge of the swarm is there's nobody in the Gemara on that point. So he says the Ma'aseh Minigos we make even the Chatchila, but not by Dover Chorif. So that was one piece of homework that I had to do for you. Okay.
Meaning, if you prepare the fish in a very Chorif way.
Right. So if you would cook fish in a very Chorif way, so I mean, there is the remark at the end. Says that Sakal Michael Dover Karp is Shema Tavlin Shaboy, Rakim Kula who Dover Karp for Rubik Kula. It's very, very sharp.
If you did that, then even an Ainabin you might.
Correct. So he's saying, Marshall, let's say you were cooking it with the vinegar. You make some of these herrings. You know, you make it's a very sharp flavor with a lot of onions and vinegar, etc. He would say it's a big problem to use it in which is why the minig in Europe probably was why the minig had to have a fish pot. That was one. Okay. Second piece of homework. So we talked about the Prima Godim, which mentioned before a difference between a scenario where we're concerned that there might have been a moment where there was direct contact, as opposed to, so it's not three knots. Because there might have been a point where when you're cooking it, the fish touched directly to the wall of the pot, as opposed to in a scenario where you're dealing with over there, where it had to be, by definition, there always was three nuts in the top. So that's going to be the scenario which even the Rama agrees mutter. So So when the Rosh quotes the Sefer Truma, that he differentiates between Bishul and Sleep, because of Gimel Nes Teta, he says, so if I hold Sli is, if I, according to the Shita of the Marshal, the Sefer Truma, that Sli is Osir and Bishul is Mutter, so why even Bidi Evid is a Mutter? Why am I worried about this possibility that there is some point where there's direct contact? So the Rosh says like this: Filim Noimer Olu in Nitzulo, that Sli is Taka problem even Bidi Evid, because she's Bashlu Shori, because there's Gimel Nes Teta. His case was Yerokas with Kitnish and Bashlu, because they were Basiyama of Chalevis. You want to eat with something which is fleshix. So over here it's mutter. Why? Because there's the case is a milk kapat with fleshix at the end. There's tam chol b'kadera, b'kadera b'mayim, b'mayim b'yorik. B'gimim b'dar. Then he said, you know, what do you mean? Yeshachos shafish ha'yorik. He is noigin b'kadera. U'bolim b'kadera atzma. So it should be a problem. Says no. This is in the Russian in the Chulin Paraches Simin Lamed. The kibun the ikam mayim bekli. Right about time he's bashed b'mayim. The amayark enu b'leim midoif nekadera al yadei resichas amayim. So the main transfer flavor is through the mayim. So even though there's going to be a possibility of a miut of the tam, which is going to go directly from the Daifne Akadera into the Yoruk if it sat on it for a period of time. But since the rive of the transfer of tam is through the medium of the Mayim, we give it a din of Gimel Nes Tam, Chemistarba Nisbash, Ika Tam Shlishi, Rishori. So that's Mistarba, that's how we deal with it. So at least in the Bini Evid, that the Rosh will be Sermach that Bishul has given the Tetam, whereas Sli Avul Nitzlu is also like the way the Shach quotes in the Marshal. That's Shittah. But what the next step is, but since there is a moment where it's possible it's going to touch directly, so we're not matter the Chachila. The case where you have Gimel Nes Teitam, and by definition, there's not Shaykh even any moment of direct contact. That's what Prima Gadol was saying before, that there, you're Matir L'Chadchila. Okay? So, keep that in mind as we go right there. Just again, I told you I'm learning how to say shir. Last time I said shir was a long time ago, but I've never done this before. During a day like this, I'm thinking about doing the following. So you'll give me feedback on this if you think it's beneficial, not beneficial. We can try it today. Shir Pesach did an awesome thing when it shir. Shir Pesach shir was going to gardeners. For many reasons. He said a blot shear. He said a pilpul shear also, but he said a blot shear 5 days a week. He said a pilpul one day a week. So in the blot shear, the blot shear was about an hour long. He would say a shtickel, 15, 20 minutes, and then he would say, "Yet someone duch tracht." And he would pause. Like every time to discuss it with the person next to them, you know, sometimes the person would walk up to Rashiva and ask him a question, and then everyone would get quiet, they would listen to what the question was and what the answer was, you know, type of thing. I remember one time he said a very, very hard shir, and like we got to the duch tracht, and like nobody knew what to do, like, everybody was like totally confused. So usually you would have, you would speak to the guy next to you. So the two best brachim in the shir sat like on the two ends of the room. So they both got up and walked to the back to talk to each other. The whole shir got up to walk to the back to listen to them talking to each other, because like, what did he just say? You know, like, And he'd do that twice during Shiva. Usually, the average Shiva was like three shtiklach. He would do like, get some duchtach, and then after 2 or 3 minutes, he would give a little, you know, his little Shiva type, like tap, you know, like that, on the stender, or on the table, and he'd say, yes, Shem again, right there. And then he would say the next shtickle. And then right to the same, and then he would give us a few minutes, and he would do the same again. So I'm considering, maybe suggesting doing something along those lines to give you guys in the middle a break. So for some people, it's a chance to catch your breath. Some people, it's a chance to talk about it. I don't know. It's where I think it's worth a try. I got a little bit concerned yesterday. I felt like I came down. Some guys were a little bit more overwhelmed than the first day. Which makes sense. Well, they didn't say, I said less jokes yesterday. That's also a possibility. I'm serious. No, they come to me naturally. Okay. There was, when I took my teacher training course in 1982 with Rabbi Yoel Kramer, so he showed us his notes. So one of his things was that he never stood in the front of a shir. He did not teach from the front. When I was an eighth grade rebbe here in yeshiva, I did not teach from the front. There was something called an overhead projector. Now it's in the Smithsonian Institute. That you can make a transparency, which you would put up whatever you want to project onto the. It had a strong light. You had a clear plastic with a picture on it, which was made out of material which was translucent enough, and it would project it onto the board. So I did that with a Gemara, a page of Gemara. So I had a big piece of Gemara up on the wall. I'd walk around the shiur room. I never sat in the front. So it gives much more presence. The Rebbe is much more presence in the room. The kids in the back can do whatever they want because the Rebbe is going to be there in any second. So there's much more control over the room. So that was one of the things that he suggested, and I did that. He didn't say it's with the Gemara. He talked about the idea of moving around the room, and he would teach from the, like, so at any given moment, he's on the side, he's in the front, he's in the back, you know, like you have to keep, you know, an eye on him, etc. And also in those days, you're allowed to touch. So as you walk by, you know, you give a guy, you touch his yarmulke, like, you know, it could be nice, it could be sweet, it could be your presence is there, etc. He actually would choreograph where he wanted to stand for different things in the room on his nose. That's how organized he was. And he showed us his notes. Like, you know, this is going to be said from the back. This is going to be said from the side. It was like, I'm not holding anywhere near that madriga. Like, you know, when I get to the back, oh, I'm in the back. How did I get here? Like, you know, that's more my style. So, I'm definitely not preparing the jokes beforehand. What? You guys wouldn't help. So, I can't not touch that one either. Like, you know. It's very dangerous, my style, like, you know, like the hugging style. You know. Okay. This is the Bichus at the beginning of the year. It's like a Gemara. Some people's their whole shir is a Muslim B'dichus, but that's a different issue. Something they don't want it to be, but that's what I meant. Yes. Okay. Fine. We're holding the Taz and some cut and dial. Okay. So we're quoting over here this Marshal. Let's start from the Marshal again. Because Marshal was Elishan Marchash, or Elam Toivsim Isra bin Isbashlu. The Maisa, the Minig Arlam, like the Ramah is quoting, the Minig was to be assume the sheet of the Rivon. And we're not going to be, not going to cook in a kli with intent to put it with milchiks. We're not going to mix it with milchiks even after we cooked it in the kli, even though we didn't have that intent in the chadchila, the way that we saw in the Shach understands. Bidiyavid, if you already mixed it, bidiyavid is mutter. But you cannot do step one or step two by bishul. Okay, that's the minigar. I cooked it in a kli shenem ben yarmen. I want to take it from that kli and mix it with milchiks. But shenem ben yarmen, I can't do it. Why the whole time lefgam also the chavchila? Because that's the din. Nois and tam lefgam is also the chavchila. So I cannot go and take this nois and tam lefgam of a nisbashlu. As much as I'm saying nisbashlu is not a not by not, but it's real time. So it's a case of real time, which is nois and tam lefgam, which is also the chavchila. But even if you did it, it's mut. Okay, fine. Point number one. Point number two. Okay, so we're saying that Bishul is a full-fledged transfer of Tam. It's not what this concept of a Tam Kolush, but the transfer is a full bona fide Tam. Different than the Sina Aliyah Bekara transfers this weaker Tam. It's called not by not, but by Bishul, it's a bona fide transfer of Tam. So that chumrah that we're saying that's true is talking about the pot. The pot is, you're cooking in it, you're doing a mice of bishul in it, so that transfer of time, even though it's theoretically going through multiple steps, but it's powerful enough because of the fact that there's a bishul taking place in it, it's strong enough to give you a mesinas tam rishon, not a not barna, not a not barna. Okay. Assuming that the spoon is clean, so that's not an issue. So I want to know, that's clear in the Marshal that where what stage is he? That's not so clear on the Rosh Hashanah. He's saying that the pot is any ben yoyma, and therefore, if you mix it with milchix, it's not going to be a problem. Any ben yoyma. But there's a ben yomo spoon over here. So, but the ben yomo spoon is a not barnat. So this chumrah that we're saying that we're going to be choshes for not barnat. That we're going to be chashish for not bernat. I'm leaving the sentence open. What we're going to chashish for is it doesn't apply when this was the spoon. Now, what you need to mask with the marshal is the two dinim they just said don't shtim. Right? Let's move the marshal out for a second. My name is the Ramah. So Ramah says Enim and Yarmoy doesn't have this chumrah, right? And if to cook in my Ene Ben Yomo pot, I cooked noodles in Ene Ben Yomo pot, fleshing a pot, Ene Ben Yomo, I cooked my noodles in it. And now I decide, so I should not cook in it like a chila to mix it with milchix. But if I did cook in it, and I want to decide to mix it with milchix, it's mutter. If it be Ben Yomo pot, I cannot do that. I cooked it with planning to eat it as par. I said, you know what? Why not mix it with cheese? Not in the pot, obviously, right? So that's what was it? That's what I meant to ask. Since it was bishul by ben yoma, you cannot mix it with milchix. If you did, but you have it as mut, you can't mix it with milchix. And ben yoma, that step you're allowed to do. You're allowed to say, okay, let's go mix it with milchix. So 1 second, that's very nice, but I stirred it with this ben yomo, the ben yomo spoon. So to Marshal, don't worry about that. That's not significant enough to be a problem. The same way, Aliyah, we allow you to go step two to step three. You're allowed to now intentionally mix it. So a calf ben yomo doesn't change anything. It leaves it like a ben yomo. Right? But according to the Marshal himself, he said the pot is a problem, so who cares about the spoon? Forget about the spoon. What is the spoon adding? He's saying, you know, the pot is those enemy, but the spoon's ben yoma. No, don't worry about the spoon. The spoon is so now what? So I have my enemy yoma pot and I cook noodles in it. So now I want to go mix it with milk. So after 1 second, I have to worry about the spoon. No, the spoon's okay. So now what? But according to the Marshal, you still can't mix it with milk. Because then it's a ben yoma. We're also mafia.
I assume the Marshal is talking about a ben yoma milk. He's well aware that he's classifying it as a ben yoma, but it doesn't read otherwise. I assume that he was talking about it. Nevertheless,
the ain't a ben yomo
of the milk pot.
Okay, excellent. So, in the flow of the thought process of the Marshal, he has to be talking about the case where the pot was the right min. And the question was, since it's a Kli Rishon and I'm sticking in a Ben Yomo spoon, does that ask? So no, that doesn't ask. That lends itself to some more things to think about, which we'll talk about in the Shach, and we'll see in Sif Gimel. Now you have the tam of the Ben Yomo spoon coming out while it's in the milk kapah. It's not settling and then adding a tam, but the mice is saying the pot is ended Ben Yomo and it's milchitz, and I want to mix it with milchitz. I stuck a fleshiga Ben Yomo clean spoon into the noodles. All right, so a woman calls me up. She cooked it milchitz, but she used the wrong spoon. So the spoon was ended Ben Yomo gavaldik. She says no, the spoon was Ben Yomo. Oh, I said Yomo, it's a real time. I have to worry about it. So the Michelle, don't worry about it. Because the mice is an opera not. And it has not been mixed with milchitz yet. You're going to stir it with the milchitz of a spoon, then take it out and mix it with milchitz. So I shouldn't chachila pick my fleshing a spoon, which is Ben Yomo, and use that to stir the noodles knowing I'm planning to mix it with milchitz. Obviously, that I can't do. But once I did it already, I'm allowed to mix it with milchitz. Like the Machaber says. So I were Machaber, you can't do it by Bishul. That's the pot, you can't do it. But the spoon, you don't have to worry about. So that much we're going to be stomach on the shita of the Machaber, that far we don't take this concept.
Even the Rebbe is awkward. He's really good at the Rebbe.
I'm not sure that what Rivan himself would say.
How does Marshall, he's taking something and saying that just the Chumrah that we have is more powerful than something that everyone agrees on, which is not the Chumrah, but it's in. But it's still, it seems like that's the din, that it's Ben Yomo, then it's going to pull out. The Inu Ben Yomo pot is more powerful than that, but the Inu Ben Yomo pot, that's only a Chumrah that the Inu Ben Yomo pot takes over.
Okay. Stop. The Makar the Machaber, the Ben Yomo pot is also mutter. So, right? The Mor is saying that the minig is less than the chachila, but the evidence is mutter. But the Makar the Machaber, once you cooked it if you cooked it in a Ben Yomo fleshy kapad, you can mix it with milk. Right? That we don't do. Okay, but what about you cooked it in a parva pot or a milk pot? Right? But I stuck a Ben Yomo spoon in it. That far we don't take the minute. I can't listen to my kids. Okay. As a master of the Shadow of the Gam, because there is Shacholov, also lost his dog in the Chachila. From the Shadows over there is Mashma, that not only are we discussing putting it with Milchix, we're discussing putting it from a Fleshiga Kli into a Milchiga Kli, which the more on the next step says that's mutter. It says that the Gam Mekter Shachol of also lost his dog in the Chachila, called his Bash with Chila Mekli Shabasr. We'll look for Moshe Mekel Besamuch. After Chachila Mekder is Shalem. Gam is Bash Mekder Shabasr, Shana Ben Yoimai Mekel Ramo Besamuch. And he's also Mekel on the din of the din of Ben Yoimai. Besamuch Ramo Al Ramo the Hokum is Elo Hipsit. So both of these points, Besamuch Al Ramo, he feels is reliable. That Ben Yoimai is more kuladik than a Ben Yomo, and putting into a kli of cooking in something fleshigs, the fleshig pot, and then putting into a milk kli, that's not the minute to ask.
What is the difference between putting in a milk kli and dipping into kudah?
One is Kutach is actual chalav, right? So, what's the Rivon Shita? Rivon Shita is that Bishul is not Barnat. Bishul is Nesan Tam Rishon. because the actual tam comes out of the kli, etc. So it's a kli ben yomai. Talk about a kli ben yomai, right? It's a, and that it has in it tam rishon shel baser, and now the tam rishon shel baser is meeting with actual milchiks. So the tam rishon shel baser is going to aser the, together with the milchiks. Zot Ramah, that's very nice. But what about a scenario where I'm not meeting milchiks? I'm meeting tam milchiks, which also is a not by not. And that's a not by not. So I have to say that I have to be machmer to say that's a problem. I have to say that the tam rishon of the baser is going to now go into the plate and ask for the tam in the plate now, and then take it and then come out as baser b'chol of be problematic. But the tam that it's answering is a not by not tam. The milk of the tam goes into the plate and it comes out of the plate, goes into, I'm not doing bishul in the kli. I'm doing just the sina. So that's a not bernat. So on the receiving end, it's a not bernat. So how far can you take this then? Right. It really will depend on what you're doing in the second kli. That's really, it's a case of a kli sheni or a kli rishon. We're starting to look at the kli even in a kli rishon situation. So that's but in the case of a kli sheni, I'm not sure kli rishon should be also. Even it's Tam Rishon has to ask for Tam Sheni of the Milchiks. You know what? I would like to think that through again before I commit to it. Okay. Okay. Zotrim Ovaiter. I have to think that through. Okay. So we go with the Taz? Taz, Michelle? Yeah? Want a break? Honest answer? Yes, everything's of joking. That's one of the bad things that happen to people with jokesters. They never take them seriously.
Would Rebbe like a break for a moment?
No.
I'm happy to be the car button.
No, I don't want to break.
Okay. Well, I think they say, yeah, I didn't send you. Yeah, I wouldn't hear the
fraud. You know what? The discussion will make more sense when you see the next piece. So, if that's the only issue we need to explain, let's go right
there.
That's the same question. The same question. So there are more. This chumah that we're undertaking, that we're being choshish for the rivon lechatchila, that's dafkol lechli machol of a basar atzmai. So, if I cook it, I cooked my macaroni in a fleishig pot, a clean ben yom fleishig pot. So I cannot mix it with cheese afterwards. But I will eat them with kli shalahem as mutter lechatchila. But I can take that macaroni, which was cooked in a fleishig pot, and put it on milk of kekelim. Okay. Avachay nolgu. That's the minhag l'mais. Okay. Now, that's next question. Now, to understand the Taz and the Shach on this piece, that's the next cat over here. Did Adam see Sif Gimel yet? But okay. So let's bear with me. Let's touch on Sif Gimel. Okay. Tzav Gimel is in at the end of the Tosis. Tosis discusses this idea of washing kalim and other in kalim of the other gender. Right. So nowadays we have this wonderful thing called a sink, and you wash your dishes in the sink. In the good old days, they didn't have sinks. You washed your dishes in a big pot. Well, what about if your big pot was Frasier? It's the only big pot that you had, and you have milk and dishes you need to wash. So what are you going to wash it in? So you heat up the water, and you're going to wash it in what? You're going to hold your hand and pour the boiling hot water over your hand, and you're going to stick it into the pot, right? Right. The problem is the pot is Frasier, and you're kaling our milk. So you understand that, you know, taking actual cheese on the plate and sticking it into the plate of your pot is not that you can't do. So you wipe off all of the ban as best as possible. So you're not worried. So you're worried that there's no ban, but still it needs to be cleaned. So you want to wash it over there in that pot. So can you do that or not? So once I hold that bishul, my name is the Shulchan Aruch, and I pass in the bishul, not a problem. Okay, so if something is special in a fleishig kapat ben yomo, right? So I use this fleishig kapat earlier today. I made a big chicken soup. I cleaned it out well. There's no ban of that. And now I may have had a big fancy milk whatever. And now I need to wash out the dishes in a ben yomo pot. So that's okay. So let's talk it through. I put water into the pot. So the time of the fleishig went into the pot. That's one time. Comes out of the pot into the water, through bishul, which Makabra holds is considered not by not. So that time is a weak time. Right? Now I take my milk and plate, which was used with hot milk, and I stick it into the pot, right? So while the time went in, that's one time into the plate. Second time's come out of the plate into the water. So it's also not by not. So according to the Machaber, the fact that it's happening through bishul is called naprenat. So I don't see a problem, at least for the avid. I do this that they have the naprenat tam of the milk and complaints, the naprenat tam of the fleishig kapat meeting in the water, because their meeting is naprenat. Naprenat doesn't create yisurim. You do not get a set of the bus of the kolos on a naprenat. So I cannot say that I can put a problem of a status of not bar not on the tam busser in the water and the tam cholov in the water, which are coming out. Each one is a not bar not. So Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Karish al-Busser shehutchu b'yarech alevis. So he gives the example with the fleishig. I'm sorry, Pat. He gives the example all around. It was a fleishig plate with a milchig pot. Mechamash yatzel at his behen. Fill shneim b'nei yoyma. So it's mamash b'nei yoyma, and it's yatzel at his boy. So there's real bishul taking place. Mutter. Mishum the harbalei nurse in tam burners in tam the teira. Behu sheyar mebarli shall ha yeshum shum and dovak behen.
Why is it
that they're meeting together more than the not burnout? Wasn't the not burnout from the milk pot
going to the flaking pot, where it has
an
actual
comment
and created it, so there they go back out?
Okay, I'm not. It's a great question. You know, we're gonna have to do this step by step. Okay. Be patient. Right, this long, nice, nice big long remark. Okay. Right. So he says, I have to know for sure there was no shuman. That was, we referenced before, that stam, when I have a keli which I'm using to eat from, I assume it's clean. I have a keli which I'm washing, I don't assume it's clean unless I know for sure that it's clean. So I have to know for sure that it's clean. Fine. And if it's not, if I shuman dobe b'hem, sar shishim, shishim, kenegam, amosha, shuman, shal pi, akar. You need shishim. So the Rambam Yesh Oisim, I feel ain't shuman dobe b'hem. Even though there's no shuman, so you're not worried about b'hem, we're just worried about b'liyas, it's still awesome. Okay? Unless one of the kalim is ain't b'nei yom. Mi b'liyas kirish, unless one of the kalim is ain't b'nei yom, then that's a different ball game. Next, that's a different conversation. And then he says further. So what's the argument of the Ramah? The argument of the Ramah is, so let's talk it through. Okay, so problem number one, we don't call bishul not bar not, right? Problem number one. Problem number two is even if you call bishul not bar not, is this really case enough or not? Because the scenarios which we had until now is you have Tom Bosser going into the kli, the plate, the pot, according to Machaber, no difference. The Tom of the Bosser coming out of the plate, pot, into the fish. The flavor settles in the fish as a not bar not. And then it goes later on and meets the Milchus and says, you know, Milchus, don't worry about me, I'm not strong enough to make any yisur. Right? The scenario over here, what's happening is that the Tom Buster is coming out at the same time that the Tom Milchus is coming out. So I, from the case of the case of Dogam Shalom Bakara, which will say Kedera and Kara are the same thing for our purposes, is a totally different case than this case. Over there, the Tom is settling in the Dogam. It's clearly labeled as a not bar not. And then only afterwards is it meeting this the Cholov. But over here, the Tom Cholov is coming out at the same time the Tom Bosser is coming out. So it has not had a moment of Heter. The same way we said that not bar not, the Yisur, there's no din of not bar not. Because when it goes in as Yisur, it comes out as Yisur. So I have a new question. What would be if it goes in as Heter, but when it's coming out, it's immediately Yisur? Is that the Heter of not bar not? Is that called not bar not Heter? So the Rav Moshe says, yes, Yisur, that's called not bar not, that's not called not bar not Heter. Tam Sheni is the Yisur already. The case over there, Tam Sheni has to create it as it were almost like a Tam Shlishi. The Tam Sheni has to go put Tam into the Kutach. Bosser Cholov is a combination of the two Talmud. Well, where's the place of the Tam which can make an Yisur? Right? But over here, the Tam Sheni, as it's coming out, is already Yisur. Because it's meeting Milchus at the same moment. So the Mermos says that's awesome. Okay? So now. So that's so now. Calls, if you hold it, there's all the visual of not burn out. The whole conversation doesn't start because it's not. It's Tom Rishon, Mom. So you have Tom Rishon. That your milk plate is cooking in the place of the pot. So they're both cooking. So you have Tom Rishon of Cholim and Tom Rishon of Busser meeting together. That's possible call, right? That's not. So we're saying, even if you assume that Bishul generates a not by not, this is still not the scenario of the Gemara. And that's the issue. Okay.
So we're really just talking about the other case of the Yavin would be all.
Correct. Okay, one more point for just it's worthwhile to touch on. So, okay, I hold to that chumrah. Now, what about, let's take the scenario set weiter. I'm not sticking my milk plate into my fleshing pot. I'm pouring from my fleshing pot, which is the Phoenician, onto my milk plate. What about that? So, over there, maybe it's a little better. Maybe it's not. So Rambam says, I'll tell you the reasons. Rambam says later on in that piece, Umir miklirishin shabasa al kli cholov, dinuk a klirishin v'oiser. He holds that iri has the same din as klirishin as well. So we know the gabi din bishul iri klirishin is a klirishin. We know the gabi din have law bli is iri klirishin is klirishin. So he's saying the gabi din also iri klirishin is klirishin. That step is going to be questionable, and the Shach is going to touch on that question. What's the din of Iri? Maybe we can argue that Iri is better. The Shach and the Taz both touch on Iri. Okay, we have that piece of information in our back pocket. We're not going to use that yet. So that first step tells me that the Mechaber holds on the Tzad you say Bishul is Mutter. So you know what? The Ramal comes along and says, you know what? The Gabi mixing with actual milk, I'm questioning for the Rivon. But dealing with Kalim, not kosher for the Rivah. So far, I'm step in step with the Makab. Yes, according to the Rivah, this conversation doesn't start. Because cooking is Tam Rishon. But Mikra Din, like the boss says, I pass in like the Rav Rishonim who hold it by Bishul, there's a Din of not Barna. And therefore, the Rivon, I'm Chayshiz L'chum. So the Rivon, I'm Chayshiz L'chum, the Din of the Rivon, but I'm dealing with actual milk. But I'm dealing with Kalin, I'm not Chayshiz for the Rivon. Oh, so now, Sif Gimel is relevant for me. Because here I'm only dealing with Kalim, not with actual milkings. So now I can go to the next step and discuss what's the status of Kli Rishon. So the Ramah was being machmer, the Yeshayim, they're saying, yes, we can put the Rivon aside because this is Kalim, it's not actual milkings. But I have a new problem, that they're still not called not by enough. So if I pass like the Rivon, Halakha Lamaisa, Lagamri, so the Sif Gimel is totally irrelevant. But I don't pass in Rivon, not the Ramah. I pass in like the Machaber. When it comes to the Meklishalem, Mutal Khatila, I'm passing like the Machaber. Then when it comes to Kalim, not actual Milchik, I'm assuming that Bishul is the same thing as Aliyah, and it's called not by not, and it's Mutal. But in regards to Kli Rishon, there's still a new conversation that has to take place, and that's Sif Gimel. Okay? So far what we know about what he's talking about over here, because the Ramah is Makar and Sif Gimel, what he's saying over here is not in a case of actually putting into a Kli Rishon, it's talking about a Kli Sheni. So I cook my milk, cook my noodles in a fleshig pot, and I want to put it on a milk plate, and it's Mutal Chatzil. Okay. The Prima Gadam over here, so far so good? Yeah? So theoretically, this concept could apply to Kli Rishon also. Once you take the Rivon off the table, it's relevant to the Kli Rishon also. But there's other considerations like Kli Rishon, which we have to talk about more in detail when we get to Sif Gimel. And the Shach is really going to bring a lot of it in Sif Beis. Over here in Sif Beis, the Shach is of cotton hay. We'll get to that. But, so, in regards to just how to touch the Ramah, we're taking the Rivon. When it comes to Kalim, we're not being cautious for the Rivon. Because you're cautious for the Rivon, we cannot discuss Kalim at all, because we cannot discuss the case of Sif Gimel, because it's Tam Rishon. Okay. Step number one. Step number two, what about in a Kli Sheni? Where's Rivon? So, the reason why I'm saying that the Ramah is going not like the Rivon in Kli Sheni is not because of what the Rivon holds like Kli Sheni. We'll have to discuss that, we have to figure that out. But because the Ramah accepts the din of Sif Gimel, Mikra Din. He just says there's a new consideration. Well, if you're being cautious for the Rivon of Kli Rishon, there's nothing to discuss about. So, when by Kalim, the Ramah is not cautious for the Rivon. Now, there's a new question. That's Sif Gimel. What happens over there, even after you're not cautious for the Rivon of Kalim, maybe there's other considerations. Now, come back to Sif Beis. I'm dealing with the Kli Sheni. What does Rivon hold by Kli Sheni? We don't know. So theoretically, I can say the Ramah was to make him a Kli Sheni because he holds. That's the Rivon. That you can't say because it won't fit with Sif Gimel. Because I say that, then I get the Sif Gimel. If the Ramah is saying my Kalim, my holy, I'm questioning the Rivon also. So why do I bring in this new sheet over there in Sif Gimel? I have the Rivon to ask. The fact that he does not use the Rivon to ask in Sif Gimel tells me that by Kalim, he discarded the Rivon. But that being said, he says, in a Kli Rishon, I have other reasons why it should be also. Kli Sheni is talking about it. What does Rivon hold a Kli Sheni? That's a new question. According to Rivon, that Bishul is Tam Rishon. That's the gaya to our scenario. The we have fleishig noodles. The country bond, they're fleishig noodles. It's Tam Rishon. Now putting fleishig noodles on a milchig plate, but the milchig plate is a tisheni. So the milchig plate is only an aparnat. Even though I have Tam Rishon of fleishigs, So it's the equivalent of putting kuta onto a tamrishin in the fish. Here I'm putting the fleshig of fish into the tamsheni of the plate. Does that make sense? I better say that again. See, some people nodding yes. Some people give me this look like, what did you just say? So let me repeat that. What? Okay. My name is Rav Vaughan. I wear a long kaftan, whatever. Rav Vaughan was actually an Ashkenazi. I don't know what they wore in those days. Tri-cornered hand. My name is Rav Vaughan. So I hold Bishul as Tom Gomer. So cooking noodles in a fleishig pot is as fleishig as kutach, it's milk. Right? So far so good, yeah? No condition. It's mamish tam basa. That's mamish basa. It's mamish tam basa, but regard Gabi Dini, basal kolam, they're the same pudding. Okay. Now, but the Rav Vaughan agrees if you put, there's a case with kutach as mutter. What's that? When you took your fish, which is hot tirishin, was roasted, right, and you stuck it onto your fleshing a plate. What time does the fish have? That has the time from the plate. That time is a tam sheni. It's an up or not. That you can mix with kuta. So I can take my tam sheni and mix it with kuta. I want to turn the tables around and say I want to take my tam rishon, my fleishig noodles, which are the same thing as kuta, and mix it with a tam sheni of milk that's in the plate. Well, what's the difference? I'm mixing the actual milkics with the tam sheni of the fish in the plate, which is mutter. So I'm taking actual milkics and I'm mixing it with the tam sheni of. I take my fish and I put it on the plate. Tam sheni, mix it with milkics, no problem. Okay, here I'm saying I cooked it in a fleishig pot. So that tam is like tam rishon. That's so now I have fleishigs. So I'm putting fleishigs on my milk and a plate. Right? So is that comparable? That's really the question which they'll be asking. If you're being sarmach l'kula by the case of the kli, is that because Rav Vaughan is masking to that case that it's mutter? Or that even Rav Vaughan, even that case is also? You're being sarmach l'kula by the case of the kli because you're discarding the Rav Vaughan. So there's a three-step answer to that question. The first step answer is the Rav Vaughan is discarding the Rav Vaughan. How do I know? Sif Gimel tells me he's discarding the Rav Vaughan. Because Sif Gimel cannot be discussed with this new shita if the Rav Vaughan is true. It's irrelevant to discuss the new shita in Sif Gimel. So Sif Gimel tells me that the Gabi Kalim, the Rav Vaughan, is not cautious for the Rav Vaughan. Step number one. Step number two, he said the Rav Vaughan's din, we have to figure out, because the Rav Vaughan's din makes sense. So do I look at, now, Kuli Amalo Pliga, I can't take a piece of hot meat and stick it onto the milk of the plate. Because even though it's not for not, that's a moment of Isura. Right? It's coming out from the plate immediately meeting inflation. So that's tacos. So, according to the Rav Vaughan says that my noodles are fleishig. It's still tam. It's not meat. It's tam. So, does the tam sheni of the plate have the correct answer tam rishon of the noodle? So that is partial. That should be mutter, according to Rav Vaughan. But that's not the point of the Ramah. So comes all the Taz and says we're being made to put it to the kli because we submit on the sheet which is matter bishul. right? Which means according to Rivon, this case is us. So, why according to Rivon is this case us? So, you could learn the Taz. He has to. He means that because it's a gimel. It doesn't sound like he's saying that. He's saying this din itself is not true according to Rivon. It's only true, but I'm pointing out that there's a good argument to say this din is true even according to Rivon. Well, he's not because of gimel. That's the problem. That's the problem. Sif Gimel says, I cannot put into a Klim Yishuv. I can only put into a Klim Sheni. The discussion in the Shach and the Taz is, can I pour from the Klim Yishuv into the Klim Sheni? We have to separate the two. But I can't put into a Klim Yishuv. So once it's a Klim Sheni, so maybe the Rivon can agree to that. Correct.
So why can't you see that the whole is a gimel because they're meeting in the Maya, but over here we're here they're
what I'm saying, Ramah is not being matir. So he's talking about a case of bishul. I did a bishul in a Kli Rishon fleishig, and I want to put it into a Kli Rishon of milchix. I can't do that. Then he wasn't matir. Because there, the time which is coming out on the milchix side is immediately coming out and meeting Isser. I understand, but it itself is a Tom. I hear the argument. I don't think it's correct. I don't want to rush the way. It's time to finish right now. Okay, so just one last point over here. We're going to work out whether this is Rivon or not. We have to work that out. I'm shot. Just in the Ramah over here says you're allowed to put in the cliche into a, you're allowed to take it from a kli that you're mevashal in and put it to the other gender. Are you allowed to cook the chachil al das to do that? That's stage one of the chachilas. So that the Pirmei Gadim over here in Sifkat and Dalad deals with that, and in Sifkat and Hay, both places. That he brings from the Sefer Shumas that Matel of Vashem Klichal of La Rasim Lchibaser. When you didn't Matel of Vashem but Klichal of Lahaloy Sachakak but Klibaser Yira the Aser. So the Pirmei Gadim says you can't do that. He says the Pirmei Gadim says it's mutter. You ought to do that. Vashal the Kabbat Shabbos with Kedayim Hamekel Levashot Tchilas B'Machvash Baser Ben Yarmer Laris L'Kli Chaylev Elahepich and Garim. So if there's a valid pressing need like Kabbat Shabbos that I need to make the food, I have no other way to make the food. So it's not B'Yavin, but there is a pressing valid need like Kabbat Shabbos, you can make all to do that. So the which is there's betzim a slew of besides the bichadish is all the primer himself brings multiple other akhrenim which say that it's mutter. So in the case of a situation where a person would not have another option, the person can be samech to cook in a fleishig keli, knowing they're going to be putting it into a milk keli afterwards. There's another stage to that point, and I need to let you go. But the prima donna in himself, why he says it's hilt and it's usher, he says an argument which gets to the root of the understanding of what exactly is the het or not, which is a machloikis. And his argument is only true like one understanding. Like another understanding of the het or not, it would not be true, and that adds another layer of reasons why there's makom to be makel. So, in case of makom hatzarech, a person can rely on that situation. Now, defining welcome at Tzarech is a little more complicated. The woman says, I need to serve this dish by the Shebrachas, otherwise I'll feel very embarrassed. Is that a valid Tzarech? One way of saying it. My kids only eat macaroni with cheese. They will not eat anything else, and I have no keli to cook. Right? Is that called a bidiyev? That's mamash with cheese. Okay, it's even more. Defining bidiyevids becomes more complicated. So he introduces an argument from the Pichadosh that defines bidiyevids, which is important thing to discuss also. So I'm leaving you that we're going to discuss Bez Hashem the Pre-Chadosh's definition of Bidiyavid. The when does Bidiyavid start? So we've been making a very, very, very nice and nice package until now. The Chatkila to cook it for that purpose is Usur. If you cook it already, can you mix it? According to Machaber, yes. According to the Ramon, no. If you actually mix it already, it's all Bidiyavid. According to the Pre-Chadosh, Bidiyavid might actually start earlier than that. That's a Prima Gadim mentioned that Pre-Chadosh. Point one. Point two. Prima Gadim discusses the logic why, how you understand this, the het or not for not, and like an afkamina of what you're allowed to do, the concept of Vimavat Lis Lechatkila, it doesn't apply to the concept of not for not. Number two. Number three, specifically this issue of allowing to cook it in a fleshy pot, intentionally to use it with milk in a milk pot afterwards, that the Prima Gadim brings Bichadosh is master it, he argues, and he is masking a makom tzarich, you can be maker. Number four. Understanding the shita of the Ramah, how far he takes what is he standing on when he's saying this after a fleshy kapat into milk and kakeli, is that true according to Rivon? That's a point where he needs to stand. Number five, what's a loch in the case of Irui, which the Taz and the Shach will talk about. So we have a few things to talk about next week on Sunday. So, Rabbi Sebastian, I'm going to write a book in, so tomorrow there'll be a book in.